Welcome to 826 Valencia, message in a bottle.
King Carl and the Mantomancer by Nathaniel
and Drake.
With 826 Valencia, I swam up to the large towers of Atlantis. There was a swirl of bioluminescent colors. As I approached the palace, the blue rocks on the palace were as smooth as a seal. I entered the grand building and swam through the damp halls to the throne room. When I arrived, I saw my brother, King Coral. He was sitting in the grand throne. "Welcome to Atlantis, brother!" He was wearing a crown studded with turquoise and an aqua cloak. "Meet my wife, Queen Coral." "Hi," said Queen Coral.
"Nice to meet you, Queen Coral,"
I replied. Suddenly, an eel swam in. He was wearing a suit similar in color to the cloak King Coral wore.
"Who is the guest?"
said the eel. "Meet Ilo, my advisor," said the king.
"Hello,"
I replied. "So, King Carl, do you know why you're here?" the king asked.
"No,"
I replied. "A series of attacks have plagued our kingdom, and I need your help." Boom! Suddenly, the wall broke open, and a humanoid manta wearing a purple cloak barged in. "I am the Mantomancer," the manta yelled, "and I am here to claim the throne to Atlantis." Suddenly, a flash of lightning came from the Mantomancer's glowing blue staff and hit King Coral. He started twitching as he fell to the ground. "Is that all you've got?" said the Mantomancer. He sent another bright blast of lightning towards me, but I wouldn't go down that easily. I kept dodging the bolts until the Mantomancer said, "Now, Ilo!" Suddenly, Ilo restrained me by wrapping his tail around me as the Mantomancer closed in. But suddenly, Queen Coral swiftly took the large blue growing staff from the deadly Mantomancer's sand, and she then paralyzed the beast, which is the Mantomancer, with it. But then King Coral, with his last breath, sent his guards after Ilo, and he was captured. A few hours later, I decided to take a nice swim around the big watery city. As I was swimming, I spotted the furious Mantomancer and Ilo in two small jail cells. The raging foe, with his face turned red, said, "I shall escape this wretched place someday." The end.
I26 Valencia is a non-profit organization dedicated to supporting under-resourced students with their writing skills and to helping teachers inspire their students to write. Our services are structured around the understanding that great leaps in learning can happen with one-on-one attention and that strong writing skills are fundamental to future success. If you want to hear more podcasts or learn more about the organization, visit us at a26valencia.org.